there's many other confirmation studies. There's two studies that show children who are circumcised early have double the rate of autism. And it's highly likely because they're given Tylenol. None of this is dispositive, but all of it is stuff that we should be paying attention to.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a tremendous amount of proof or evidence, I would say, as a non-doctor, but I've studied this a long time ago. You know, I met Bobby in my office 20 years ago. We were talking about the same thing 20 years ago. And I was a real estate developer. It bothered me that it seemed to be getting worse. But it's so bad now when you hear these numbers. It's not even really sustainable. I don't know how people do it. But there is some very strong evidence on Tylenol. In fact, at one point, I guess the company gave a warning.
They still don't recommend it during pregnancy. That's the weird thing.
They're not recommending it. And that's the company itself. So just don't take it. Don't take it. If you're a woman, don't take it. And don't give it to the baby when the baby's born. And I think that's going to have an impact. But I'd also get the shots in smaller doses. And there are a few things we gave, a few things that just seem to be. And I think you'd get that number way back up. Think of it. You have 1 in 20,000. And it's not even believable when you think that 20,000 drops to 12 children. So that's induced by something that's given or taken, and it should be able to be stopped.